You're right there?
Yeah, I'm good.
Have you realized I just make noises? I think John's just accepted it as part of, like, one of the things to love about me, because you're forced to.
Hey everyone, this is Roger.
And this is Allie, and you're listening to the Work Week Wrap-Up.
We're going to wrap up the end of each work week by getting together and talking about what's happened in our lives and the world over the course of the week. How was your week, Allie?
It was pretty good. 4th of July.
That's right, it was.
So it broke up the week, and I'm not going to lie, Wednesday through today, I kept thinking it was Tuesday for like 3 whole days. It just threw me off. It was so odd. Because I also was not one of those smart people that put in the time ahead to take Monday off like you did.
I did.
Yeah.
So, I took Monday off mostly because we had family visiting.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, I got to meet your in-laws.
Yep.
I awkwardly regret like saying goodbye to them all in handshakes. I didn't know what to do. I was like, are they huggers? Yep. I don't know. So I just like gave them all handshakes. And then I was like, that seemed weird.
It's fine.
But they're super nice.
They are, yeah.
Yeah.
They're good to hang out with.
And your friends are really nice.
Yep. So addition to my mother and father-in-law, right. We had our friend Mel from Canada and Jenny from Virginia visiting. Mm-hmm. And they stayed with us for almost a week. They left yesterday.
Hmm. And were they going camping, right?
They were supposed to. And they ended up staying with us for the entire time.
Because
so.
You guys are just so fun.
Apparently.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. I'm sure you get just as much adventure with, like, 2 crazy cats and a child in a house than you do, like, in the woods.
Yeah.
About the same.
Probably.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, it was a good week. I felt like it was a very positive aura in the air. And then, I don't know, I just had that feeling. Everyone seemed to be, like, in a good mood because the weather was so nice.
Well, I mean, the weather was nice. It was a short week after you got through Tuesday.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I wasn't even as bitchy as I normally am. I mean, like, John might argue that, but, like, I think overall.
We'll have to ask him.
Yeah.
You can ask him tomorrow.
That's true, you can ask him tomorrow, because we're having another game day. No, yeah. Sorry, it's game day.
Yeah, I mean, let's call it what it is. You're going to be there for like at least 6 hours.
I know, it was funny. John was asking me, he's like, do you want to have your cheat meal last night, Thursday, or this weekend? And I was like, well, usually we always get hungry, like, right when we leave, because we'll eat at yours, and then play some more, and then we leave, and then we're hungry again for some reason. Probably because we're both, like, starving during the week. So we stop at that 24-hour diner in Brunswick.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
How is it?
It's really good. And John, of course, being English, loves liver and onions. And they have liver and onions. And he was actually very happy about it.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. So I was like, well, I guess we'll have our cheat meal then. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are you not allowed to have?
Well, it's not that I'm, like, not allowed to have things, per se. It's, like, so I go to this gym in Dover, New Hampshire, Nerdy Girl Fitness, which I love, because when I was in Jersey, I did one of those, like, female-only gyms, because I just hate people, so it lowers the amount of people that I have to deal with.
Sure, okay.
And when you're working out, even if I'm the young person there, and there's, like, you know, 30, 40, 50-year-olds working out, there's just so much less drama than a bunch of, like, Jersey meatheads, you know?
Well, I think you'd find that at any gym in New Hampshire or Maine compared to Jersey.
Yeah, that's true. Well, no, I mean, I've still seen some meatheads up here. It's just a less proportion of
right.
the population.
Yes, exactly.
So that's what, like, Nerdy Girl is. It's private training and stuff. And they do all these challenges throughout the year. And this is an 8-week challenge that's all about macros. Okay. And we're not doing weigh-ins. We're just doing measurements.
Okay.
And I wasn't really losing. So I lost all this weight after I moved from Texas, and then I gained it all back when I moved up here.
Okay.
So now I'm trying to lose it again, as many people do. And I couldn't, like, on the weight challenges, like, I wasn't losing anything, really. I think I was just gaining a lot of muscle.
Sure. So you were staying the same, but you're getting more fit.
Like, it was way too restrictive. So this is all, like, macros. So, you know, you want to hit a certain amount of grams for carbs, fats, and
proteins.
Yeah. Yep. And it's pretty giving. Like, I mean, I'm also very easy. Like, I don't mind baking a huge batch of, like, chicken and then just eating that the whole week.
Mm.
Like, I'm fine with that.
I mean, that's kind of what we do. We've been on a low-carb diet for a while now. And so we have, this past weekend, having had family over, we didn't do any baking, but we need to at some point, either tonight or tomorrow. We'll probably make something. We make a few dishes and they last us for a week or two, and we make them again.
Yeah, that's always the best. And John's trying to cut down for the upcoming rugby season in the fall, so he's all like, oh, I guess I'll be healthy. Because all he does is order Domino's. Not all he does, but like a lot of what he does.
I mean, pizza's good.
Yeah.
Pizza's good.
It's addicting. It's the most addictive food. It's like, I'm pretty sure there's a study on that.
Brie will tell you that and she looked into this and she has experienced it, that it's not necessarily pizza, it's the carbs.
Right.
It's the bread.
Yeah.
That's addicting. So.
Yeah. I've just avoided low carb. And obviously, like, Brie looks awesome. So what she's doing is working, you know.
Yep.
Not that you don't look pretty too, you know.
Thanks.
Didn't know how to say that without being weird.
I flexed a bit.
Yeah. But I always stay away from that, because the minute I start eating carbs again, that I, like, you know, because if there's a like, in my lifestyle, I always feel like I'm going from one place to the other. So even if I did a low carb for like 2 years, right? And then I moved again, and I, like, you know, just didn't have time because you're adjusting. Like, moving's a huge deal.
Yeah.
And I feel like, knowing me, that's kind of what happened when I moved up here. And then it just, you gain it all back because then you're eating carbs again. And that's what I always fear with those diets.
Well, so carbs will give you a lot of calories for a low cost, because carbs are very easy to mass produce.
Right.
And so you maximize your money that way.
Yeah.
Get some nutrition that you need, but that's also how you gain that weight back.
Right. Yeah. Right now I eat, and I don't know if people find this interesting, but maybe you do if you yo-yo with your weight like I do. So I'm eating, my target, per se, is like, it's okay if you go a little bit under, a little bit over. It's more like the averages. So I have 191 grams of protein a day, 152 carbs, and like 90 grams of fat. So that's kind of how it lays out. And I've actually been under... I've probably been under 50 grams of fat every day, which is great. I think that's helping a lot.
Mm.
So this challenge is like drop 2 dress or jean sizes. Pretty sure that's going to happen. Like, I've already lost a couple inches and I'm like, oh, shit.
Cool.
That's fucking awesome. Magic.
Brie tries to track her macros too. She tracks more percent. She tracks the grams of carbs.
Yeah.
But she also looks at the percentage of intake. So I think she looks for trying to hit 15%. In a day of carbs.
Yeah.
And then like 70% fats and, or 60% fats and 25% proteins, because she's doing a high fat, low carb diet.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if she necessarily watches the grams for fats and proteins, but she's watching the percentages.
The percentages.
And I know she's watching the grams for the carbs.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty, like, on mine, like, if you use MyFitnessPal, you have to pay.
That's what she uses.
Well, yeah, that's what I use, but you have to pay if you want to adjust the grams.
Yeah.
So for me, like, I've like set the average like percentages, and then I just pay attention to the grams as I'm going through the day.
Sure.
Because, you know, it tallies like on a certain page.
Yeah.
Well,
you mean you can adjust the percentages until they hit the grams that you want?
No, actually,
you can't make that combination.
It's because
happen?
They do like, because they do it in like increments of 5.
Oh, yeah.
So there's no way to actually hit without being like really over, really under, you know, because even 10 grams is a big difference of what you're trying to do.
That's true.
So if you use MyFitnessPal, pay attention to that. But it's interesting, because I think, like, I don't think like Brie's diet would work for my body. But that's the thing, is like, that's what I hate about dieting. It shouldn't be dieting, it should just be like lifestyle meals, in a sense.
Yeah.
Because dieting doesn't work long term. But if you make it a part of your lifestyle to eat a way that you see makes change, in a positive manner, right, then that's what you should do.
Well, I mean, a lot of the stuff that we have actually turns out, the dinners that we have turns out to be more protein heavy than fat heavy.
Right, yeah.
Like during the day, she'll eat more cheeses and like and meats as like a lunchtime snack kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then at dinner, it's like tacos.
Right.
Which are, you know, the shell has a little bit of carbs in it, but for the most part, it's meat and some veggies. It's
right.
And a little bit of cheese. Mm-hmm. So, so when I'm home, I'm getting more of a high protein, low carb diet.
Yeah.
Whereas she's getting a little bit more balanced because she's home during the day.
So. Right. Yeah. I don't think I could do high fat just because I already have a lot of fat. So it would just be like, the whole time I'd just be like, I'm eating myself. Like, but yeah, no, I think it's
certain kinds of fats.
Yeah, no, that's true. Although it was funny because there was this article that came out and I saw it everywhere. I didn't believe it the minute I saw it, but it was like, oh, you're making noises.
I know, I'm
you should be yelled at now.
Go ahead.
Anyway, no, it's okay. I won't be rude. So there was this article about how coconut oil is actually bad for you, which really isn't true. It's just pseudoscience, one right after the other. So then everyone's like, oh my god, coconut oil was the thing, and now it's not, and I don't know what to do with my life. And I'm just like, calm down, people. First of all, you should always use olive oil, if you can, virgin olive oil. And then my favorite is safflower oil. That's my favorite, because it's really low in fat. And it works just as well, and there's, like, no taste really to it.
Mm.
Like coconut.
I feel like we use coconut oil when we're doing some kind of baking.
Yes.
Because if you mix it with the right ingredients, it is a decent substitute for, like, flour or something. So that you still have kind of the right texture for whatever you're making.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not perfect, but it's better than olive oil. Won't do that for you.
Right, yeah, no, that's totally true. Because they have different, what is it, not boiling points, but there's another term that I can't think of.
John would be able to tell you.
Yeah, John would be able to tell me. He's probably shaking his head when he listens to this, like, fuck, why do I date this girl that doesn't know anything? No. No, he adores me. For better or worse. oh, and we're finally, like, more or less set up.
That's good.
In the apartment.
Awesome.
So.
I still haven't gotten that tool yet to fix your laptop.
Oh, yeah. I haven't even thought about it.
I went to the store and I couldn't find it. They didn't have it. So I might have to get it online.
I feel like Apple would purposely, knowing Apple, would like hide it.
They don't sell tools in the store. Because they don't want you
to. Exactly.
They don't want you to fix the products. But your product is so far out of warranty that they would charge you an arm and a leg to fix it. So.
That's why at first I thought. Yeah, it's like if you break your screen, you might as well just throw it out. And then, like, if it's out of warranty and something big happens like that, then, yeah, it's going to cost almost 2/3 of what you would pay for a new one.
Yeah, well, I mean, the screen on my phone is broken, and I asked them what it would cost to repair it. It's still under a year old, so it's still covered by the basic warranty. And so it's a reduced cost. But if it was after the year, it would be at least double what
I know, it's insane.
So. But I won't right now, I won't touch anything that's under warranty because I don't want to void the warranty for somebody
else.
So if it's out of warranty, I'll work on it. But if it's not, I won't.
Good to know. If anybody wants Roger to fix things. So, in other news, I feel like didn't you have something else that you wanted to talk about specifically?
Yeah, so.
And I was bummed that it wasn't the apocalypse.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't bring about the apocalypse for you.
Bummer.
Bree and I have PlayStation View as our TV service.
Mm-hmm.
We have Netflix too, but that's beside the point. We have PlayStation View, and Bree got an email today from them saying that the package that we have as of July 1st, I'm guessing, now costs $10 more, and they're going to give us 3 months at our contracted rate, or not contracted, but the rate we've been paying, and then in November, it's going to go up to $10.
So are they turning into Comcast, basically?
Yes. Well, so we've had so many issues with them, too, because when we first got it, like a couple weeks after we got it, there was a major game release on the PlayStation,
mm-hmm.
and it used the internet for multiplayer, so a ton of people were playing over the PlayStation Network, which is what PS View runs over.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't even log into the PS View. That's how bad it was. And every now and then, I feel like it's every time we reset our internet,
mm-hmm.
which is not great, but it only happens like once a month or so. We have to reset the internet.
Right.
Every time we do that, for at least a week, if not two, when we go to log into the PS View, it says, "We think you're outside your home network, so you may not have all the channels you normally get." It's on our TV in our house. So we talked today, and she was texting me about that after she got that email.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked at Sling as an option. And they've been doing a promotion for almost a year now, and there's no end date on it. And so what it is you can sign up for, if you sign up for a package,
mm-hmm.
you can get a free Roku player.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like their low-end portable model type thing. It's not like anything fancy.
It's not like the Roku.
Right. It's like the Amazon Fire Stick to the Amazon Fire.
Right.
It's that version of their Roku. And so we could get it and stream it to our TV.
Mm.
We get that for free, and we would get the package, Sling TV package, and if we get, like, to get all the channels that we would need. So
that Kennedy cable?
It's live TV for whatever channels you get. And they have two packages, and you can get either one or you can get both. And each package has some of the same channels, and they have different channels.
Right, right.
So the package we would get, and then they have add-on packages too that are like $5 a piece.
What, like HBO and like Showtime?
Well, HBO is like 13, but there's a kids add-on that we'll get so that we have some stuff for Kennedy to watch.
Oh, cool.
And that's $5. So we'll get...
Oh, that's so affordable for the amount of time
Right. We'll get the base package plus the kids add-on and the cloud DVR add-on so we can just record stuff.
Oh,
and
that's cool.
And it'll be the same cost as what we're paying now for the PS Vita.
Interesting. I hear so many people using Sling, and I've never really looked it up, so I didn't really understand the concept. Because people would explain it to me like almost like satellite TV. That's not what it is. And then they were like explain it like the magic box for like phones, magic jack. They would explain it like that, and I'm like, no, that doesn't sound right either.
Yeah. it's similar to PSP. You need an internet connection.
Right.
And then you just need a device to watch it on. And some smart TVs will allow you to watch it, which you can't do on PSP, I don't think.
Yeah.
But like you can have, there's a PSP app for the iPhone. There's a Sling TV app for the new Apple TV.
Mm-hmm.
Not the one that we have, unfortunately, but the next generation up has an app you can get. And then there's Roku devices and smart TVs will do Sling. So.
Although I'm not very happy with smart TVs right now. John has one.
Yeah.
So I have just a regular plasma TV,
mm-hmm.
which for some reason...
Why did you get plasma?
Okay, so let me backtrack to the days of Texas when I was on a college budget and it was on sale. So I got this like 40-inch TV... even though it was plasma, for like $120. So I was
fine.
Yeah, so I got it. And honestly, everyone said to me like, oh my God, you shouldn't get plasma because it's so easy to damage or something.
Yeah, it is.
I've had this thing for like 5 years. There's like no scratches on it. I've moved it 3 times across the country.
So the thing with plasma is not so much the exterior, it's the screen itself. If you leave the screen on the same image for too long, you get burn-in, whereas you don't get that on an LCD.
Right.
And so that burn-in will always be visible.
Anyway.
But yeah, you just have to make sure you turn it off at a time.
Yeah. I've actually, it was funny because someone told me that like 2 years after I bought it about the burn-on thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, what? I was like, I've definitely left it on something paused and then like forgot about it and walked away. And then, so then I actually pay attention, like, I left something on for, like, 20 minutes, and it didn't burn on, so I was
you have to leave it for a couple hours.
Right, but I mean, like, who fucking does that? People, obviously. So I haven't, thankfully, knowing how I am with technology, I've actually had this survive, so it's been great, and I have a Roku on it, because the old Apple TVs suck, because they don't support them, really, and...
Right. That, I think the new Apple TV supports Roku as well.
Well, no, you know how, like, Apple will take support people off of old projects.
Yeah.
So then it's slower, and then you'll buy something.
That's right. You've got like 3 Apple TVs, and you never brought them to me.
Yes. I don't even know where they are. I honestly don't. We moved, and then I was like, I thought they were somewhere. Apparently not. Like, I might have like given them back to my brother, but anyway, yeah. So the Roku works awesome compared to old Apple TVs. I don't know about the new one, but it's so overpriced, I'm not buying. And so I just, I use it for Netflix, HBO Go, all the jazz. It's great with streaming like CNN and everything else. But so then John's all like, oh, I don't need Roku because I have a smart TV because I'm all cool, right? I swear to God, every day that I get home, making dinner, and I'm like, oh, I want to catch up on whatever Netflix show I've been watching, right? I try to start an episode, and it, like, I click it to go,
mm-hmm.
and then it just quits.
The Roku?
Yeah, no, it quits Netflix app on the smart TV.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And then I have to do it, like, 3 times before it works, or sometimes reset everything, and I'm like, John, what the fuck? And he's like, oh, well, maybe it's just because, like, 2 of us are on the network. And I was like, this never happens with the Roku, though. I was like, never. And I was like, when we're watching Hulu on the smart TV, it'll just stop and be black. And you have to go back and then re-resume what you're watching.
Like, it's still buffering.
Yeah. It's so fucking stupid. I can't watch anything on that TV without being interrupted, and it slowly eats at my soul.
That seems frustrating. One of the other things that we talked about was potentially, I mean, because we still have 3 months for the PlayStation View.
Yeah.
And I don't remember if I texted this to Brie, but I did see it. Maybe I was just going to tell her later. But the Sling has 2 packages, and the base package allows you to watch 1 channel at a time. Mm-hmm. So you can watch one or record one.
Yeah.
And the next level up, which is $5 more, lets you watch and or record up to 3 channels simultaneously.
Oh, so it's kind of like Netflix in that you get like the more screen thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's $5 more and you get a different set of channels, and we would still need to pay the extra $10 for the Kids It package and the DVR.
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes $5 more than what we're paying now, which is not $10 more. But the other thing we talked about was trading in our existing Apple TV, which we'll probably only get like $20 for at the Apple Store.
Fucking Apple.
But trading it in and getting the new Apple TV.
It's so shiny, though.
Before we have to switch off of PlayStation View because they're going to hike up our prices. And because the new Apple TV has a Sling app, it has a Netflix app, and because we would have potentially the DVR option for Sling,
mm-hmm.
we could, you could, with the new Apple TV, you can use Siri to search for shows
mm-hmm.
and movies and whatnot through all of the apps that you have access to.
That's what Roku does.
It'll search for you, though.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, Roku does that. Like, if I tell my Roku with the voice thing, search Doctor Who, it'll pull up all the apps that have it. Which, unfortunately, right now aren't a lot because the BBC's are assholes and don't license things.
Right.
But yeah, no, it'll pull up, like, on Voodoo. I don't know what the fuck that is, but it always pops up. It's, like, some pay-for-bullshit thing. And then, it'll come up on whatever else. Yeah.
So the Siri... Okay. Siri thing pulls it up and gives you a list of what you have access to that you don't
mm-hmm.
have to pay for, and it'll tell you which ones you have to pay for.
Yeah,
it's
not that intense.
Yeah, it'll give you a list of all the seasons that it can find. So
that's more detail.
We could, with the Sling DVR on Netflix and whatever other TV apps that we'd have access to through the Sling, because
mm-hmm.
like we have access to the Disney Junior app through PlayStation View, and
mm-hmm.
I think we could get that through the Sling as well.
Is that what Paw Patrol's on?
Not Paw Patrol.
What is it called?
The one that she watches?
Yeah.
Puppy Dog Pals.
That's definitely another thing that...
Paw Patrol, I think, is on Nick Jr.
Okay, well, at least...
Which
Selena
she does not watch. She does not watch. She doesn't watch any Nick Jr. The Disney Jr. shows are at least somewhat educational compared to what we know of the Nick Jr. shows from when we were kids. So.
Unless you watch Legend of the Hidden Temple, because that shows you to not trust anyone.
Well, that's about all
around it corners.
Sure. So we'd have access to all these apps, and then we could just tell Siri, search for this,
true.
And it would pull up a list of things that we could just hit play and let her watch whatever she wants.
Right.
And The Sling TV package that we're, the lower end package, mm-hmm. has BBC America.
I'm kind of jealous, yeah. I don't think John gets that channel because, like, he pays, well, because I moved, obviously. I had, like, more or less basic cable. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure if he has BBC America. Fucking love that.
PlayStation Vue has it, too, because we have the current season Doctor Who available to us on demand.
Yeah.
And we've watched, I think, two. We watched the Christmas episode and the first episode.
I'm so behind on Doctor Who, but it's on Amazon Prime.
We don't have Amazon Prime.
Well, like, see, that's just, like, a bad life choice, really. I mean, I don't have a kid, so I don't know about financial, like, with that, but it's actually kind of stupid because John and I both have Prime. But, like, I don't think Amazon allows you to, like, blend accounts.
No.
Like, you can with, like, Netflix or something.
Yeah, no. You wouldn't be able to do that with Amazon. You'd have to just...
Prime Day's coming, huh?
You'd have to just stop paying for 1 year.
Yeah, that's true.
It's only a yearly subscription, right? You pay once a year?
Yeah, you pay, like, the $99 or whatever on... Yeah. Well, like, I got mine in October, so every October it comes out. And then I always forget, and I'm like, what the fuck did I buy for $100 from Amazon? And then I'm like, oh, yeah, it's that. Like, you know.
Set it to not auto-renew for this year, and then just use John's.
I think it always auto-renews.
Yeah, I'm sure you can turn it off.
Probably.
And you'll still have your purchase history, just because your account's still going to exist. You just won't have Prime access.
It's so easy. I'm so lazy. It's like I'm always on Amazon, and I'm always like, ooh, Prime. Like, and then I just order random. It's, you know what? It's really not helping capitalism, like, deep inside me, that I just want to, like, buy everything and, like, own everything for no reason. Like, I don't need it. Don't truly need it. I don't have a space for it, but I'm gonna buy it.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. Fucking Prime. But yeah, Prime Day's coming up.
Yeah, when?
What is it, July 11th?
Well, that's next Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah, because, like, there's a discount right now or something if you sign up for Prime before Prime Day. Although that usually only lasts for a year.
Yeah, it's only 1 year.
And you also get a discount if you have a student email.
Yeah, they do that, which is nice because if you're still in college, it makes it a little
bit more
affordable.
That's how I started Prime, because I signed up in college because it was so cheap.
Yeah.
And I was like, sweet, and then I moved and I was like, damn it. Because it goes way up once you don't use that email anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Prime Day is going to be... I don't know. I'm always semi-disappointed by Prime Day, but I get so excited leading up to it.
I feel like last year on Prime Day, they had a ton of tabletop games available.
Probably. They also had a lot of bullshit available. Wow. Like, they were like, here's, like, 10 different salt shakers in case you need all of them for, like, different seasons. Like, okay, Amazon.
You need one for each month.
Oh my god, the stupidest shit has been on Prime lately on deals. It's like, because sometimes I just look, because I'm just like, what stupid shit do they have this week? Like,
right.
There were like wedding veils, and I was like, yeah, because I'm going to order mine from Amazon. I'm like, there's so many horror stories with like clothing and dresses, especially if like you order it and it's completely fucked.
Yeah.
Just like the way it's made. Yeah, so I wouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just have, like, always magazine purchases, and I'm like, but you can read all these online for free, mostly. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. But yeah, you should check out and see what games they have.
Yeah, I definitely will.
You guys have been buying a ton of games off Amazon anyway.
I know, yeah.
And they're already a good price when they're on Amazon, so I'm sure if they have games on sale, they'll be even better price.
Yeah, most games. I would say most games. Some games, some of the bigger games are not necessarily worth. It's always better to check the whoever made the game first.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I've been wanting to get Evolution Climate.
Right.
And there's a standalone version that was on Kickstarter, and that's how like everyone I know got it.
Right.
But now it's like so popular that it's always sold out on the website, but on Amazon, it first of all isn't in stock until the end of July right now. And then you have to, like, there's two versions of it for sale. One is $59.99 and the other one's like 80 something. But then the $59.91 has like $15 shipping and handling. So I'm like, God, so it's the same fucking difference.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, I mean, when the game is super popular like that and it's hard to get, the prices will go up. Or if a game's really old and hard to get, the prices will go up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there are plenty of games out there that you could find, I'm sure, that are a good price now and probably be even better on Prime Day.
Most of the Munchkins and Fluxes are pretty cheap. They're at like $15.
Yeah, that seems about right because they're popular, but they're not that popular and they're not sold out and they're not that old. So.
Yeah. Well, I bought Celestia for us to play tomorrow for game day.
Yep.
And that was under $30. Because it's not too big of a game, but it's gained a lot of popularity. So I was like pretty surprised it was still cheap.
That's good.
Yeah, I thought it was a cooperative game. And then John's like, no, I read it online. It's semi-cooperative. Like, it is cooperative, but then you're also just like going for yourself. And I'm like, oh. Well, I guess it's just going to be a grudge match again for John and I. We'll see.
Yeah, well, I mean, neither of you have ever played it, right?
No, neither of us have.
Neither of us have played it, so.
It'd be interesting.
Maybe he actually won't win.
I don't know. He picks up games so fast. I was so happy this week, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. It was like Wednesday or Thursday night. We both, like, didn't really want to go to bed. We were like, oh, we'll play games. So we played Love Letters.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, quick and easy. It's such a good game at night.
Two variations of that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot there is more than one. Yeah. So we were playing it, and for the first time ever, it was 7-0 in my favor. Like, it's never fucking happened.
Your 7-0 wasn't specific enough, because I could easily guess that it was John. And I would not have been surprised.
So, yeah, I won 7-0 with the scoring. Because you score up first to 7
wins. When you're doing two-player, yeah.
Yeah, when you're doing two-player.
I think when it's four-player, it's 5.
Yeah.
Or 4, I think.
Because you only have so many.
Yeah, there's only so many cubes. I think there's 13 markers. And so when you're 2, it's 7, because that's best out of 13. If you're 3, it's 4 or 5. And when you're 4, it's even less than that.
Yeah. So, I've never really gotten, like, just beaten him. We've also played Ticket to Ride Europe twice in the last couple weeks, and I got so mad the first time, because I literally kept trying to use tunnels, and with tunnels on Ticket to Ride, you have to hopefully have more than you actually need, because you flip over random cards, because they can't make it easy.
Right, and if the cards match, you have to... you have to have a matching color, and in addition.
Right, in addition. So I kept, like, trying my luck. Like, I need this one tunnel, like, to connect all of my routes. And it kept saying that I need more. And I was like, God fucking damn it. And then I kept losing. And then John kept winning. And I was so angry. I was just like, I don't even know if I want to play this right now. I'm just getting so mad. And he's like, well, I'm, like, just playing. I'm not trying to do anything. And I'm like... Yeah, but it's like the principle that, like, I can't seem to win. That's just so frustrating. So, yeah, I don't think he understood. But, yeah, I did better the second time we played. So
that's good.
I'm slowly getting better.
I thought this weekend, I have two games in mind that I'm going to keep a secret for now. And you'll find out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You may have heard of both of them. I don't know if you've ever played them, but I'll find out tomorrow. But I have them, so we'll try those. But I also thought if it was time we could try Forbidden Island again and see if we can get you guys a win, because Bree and I have wanted that multiple times and you guys still haven't.
I don't know what it is about that game. Apparently we're just gonna die on an island sometime in our life. I don't know. We were gonna play that the other night, actually, and he's like, no, it takes up too much time. And I'm like, it really doesn't, though, with two players.
No, it's really not that
long.
I'm
like, we ended up playing 3 rounds of Love Letters, which was basically 1 round of Forbidden Island.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, so
Forbidden Desert can take a long time, and
yeah,
that one
that.
We've never won at.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. I can see John winning that, though.
I don't know. That's really, I mean, we've played that just the two of us in hopes of fewer people, more turns, the cards go slower. Didn't work, didn't help. We played that with two other friends of ours, thinking more people more opportunities to get pieces. That didn't work. So
so you went from like 2 to 4?
Yeah.
Maybe 3 is the magic number.
Yeah, well, we lost the same way both ways, so I don't think it makes a difference.
Maybe.
I think the game is, I don't want to say broken, but I think it's broken because it's so difficult to beat. I think I think in order to beat that game, you need to find some sort of modification to the rules. And it's clearly not the intention of the game. It's intended to be very difficult to beat. But I don't know that I know anybody that's actually beaten that game. I don't know too many people that own it, but I don't know that anybody that's actually beaten Forbidden Desert.
We'll have to ask people.
How about people email us if they've beaten Forbidden Desert or tell us? Or even if they've lost, tell us how badly they lost.
Yes, definitely email us.
I think the closest we've ever gotten was 2 of the 4 pieces that you need to collect.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. That's usually like when John and I die in Forbidden Island.
Hey.
Can't seem to win.
We got 3 last time. And
that's true, we did really well.
We had to make the decision between getting the 4th or getting off the island.
Right.
And you need to do both, so we didn't win. We were that close.
Yeah. Which is always fun. So I think in general, just so people know that we're not boring or like doing this any less, that we have to be a little shorter than we have been lately.
Yes.
Because Roger forgot his laptop for us to record.
Yes. Yeah, we're recording on my phone.
Yeah, so if we wrap up in a little bit, sorry about it, but you'll be able to listen to a normal episode next week with the full length of nonsense.
Sure.
But, next week I'm out of town.
Yes, you're not going to be here, and
I won't say who's on.
I'm hoping to have a special guest next week, possibly 2. I'll find out.
I hope to.
I'm off on Monday, but I might just text the people anyway just to confirm. Or if not, I'll do it on Tuesday and ask them.
Yeah. I think it'll be a good episode. I'm bummed I won't be here, but I will be cat-sitting and house-sitting for my mom, so I will also be very enthused to be around my cats, so.
There you go. And you'll get to listen to it on Saturday.
Yes, I will. I will. Maybe if we're going to the city that day. I think we're going to try to see my family.
Is John going with you?
John is going, yeah. He doesn't have a rugby tournament, thankfully, that weekend. So, yeah, he's going to go. We're going to drive down, which is actually now is going to be really crazy when I looked at my schedule for work. Like, I'm in Portland on Thursday, and then I wanted to drive Thursday night to Jersey.
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
It's 7 hours.
Well, it's like 4.5 from my house.
I guess it depends on where in Jersey you are.
Yeah, like, well, I'm northeast Jersey, so.
Okay. And we're almost 2 hours past you, so it takes us about 6 hours to get to my family in Connecticut.
So it'll be a long day. and then Friday we'll probably just hang out. I would like to take him hiking, kind of. You know, where I grew up, there's tons of reservations, like Indian reservations and land reservations. So hopefully we'll go hiking if it's nice and go into the city and see my dad and the rest of my family. Be fun. So we'll see. Maybe I'll have some adventures of crazy things people do on the streets of New York City, which always happens.
And you could share them in 2 weeks?
Yeah, in 2 weeks. There's always this, like, group of guys that play dice, like, 2 blocks from my dad's apartment, which is always really funny. It's just, like...
Okay.
They're really nice, like... But they're just, you know, like, what you would stereotype as, like, people in an urban community, like, playing dice and drinking on the porch. Like, that's them.
Okay.
No matter what.
Sure.
Every day.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. Although, like, I've contemplated, like, asking to play... Just to, like, feel cool. Just to have that story. Like, yeah, I played dice with some guys this one time. Didn't win, but, you know, made me hard. Like, you know, hardcore.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know. But I'll probably avoid that. Probably be really bad. But who knows?
Don't play for money.
Yeah, I'm a really bad gambler for the most part. I won't usually make monetary bets. Just because I don't usually win. I'm fine with making bets. Just that I won't lose things
Okay, that's good.
Seems like the opposite of reasoning for making bets, but, you know, whatever. It's more the joy that I was like, right. That sounds like a really bad trait, though, now that I say it out loud. Like, it's like part of being a sociopath or something. I don't know.
One day you're going to snap.
One day. I don't know. It's probably what John thinks.
I'm going to have to find a new co-host.
Oh, God, yeah. I'll be like an episode of Snapped. One whatever channel, like Oxygen or something.
Say, is that a show?
Yeah. I think it's on Oxygen.
Okay.
It's like when I had basic cable back in the day. It's all about like crazy, well not like, I shouldn't say crazy people, it's all about like quote unquote normal people that snap.
Right.
And then like kill whatever, their wife, their husband, their kid, like crazy shit. How could this happen? It's like, because they're fucking crazy. Like, and they probably have, like, undealt issues.
Yeah.
But yeah, so hopefully that won't be me. But, I'm actually glad that I got through pretty much this whole podcast without talking about politics.
It's impressive. It's not the norm for you.
I've wanted to say so many things, though. I'm not gonna lie, the whole time it's just, like, in the back of my head. Like, Trump is at a summit. And nobody has faith in our country anymore. So that's great.
And now you've talked politics.
I was just like thinking out loud rather than talking politics.
You ruined it. You ruined it.
I know, I ruined it. But it's so hard. It's so hard. With all this like climate change bullshit and that the EPA and the ethics, you know, the chief ethics officer.
Yeah.
Just resigned basically because he has blatantly said that that White House is not being ethical. It's just like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
Like, get the fuck together. Actually, you know what's funny? Sorry, I'm going on a tangent now. See, okay. It started. I can't stop. So Lindsay Lohan.
That's what we do.
Yeah. You know how Lindsay Lohan has gotten really weird lately?
Lately?
Well, but like especially lately.
Okay.
So like in the last year, so people made this big thing of the fact that she was like carrying around a Quran, which like at the end of the day, like I don't give a shit what anybody's religion is, you know what I mean? Like, oh my god, if a white chick decides to become, you know, reading the Quran and become Islamic, like great, sure, like who okay. cares, you yeah, know right. yeah exactly right. like,
whatever.
But of course it was this huge thing, which is so stupid. And then she got this weird accent, like she would go to like on Turkish television shows and like other countries in that vicinity and just have this like, it was like half British but not, and you're just like, who the fuck are you? Like, I thought she was on drugs or like hypnotized, you know, brainwashed.
Is she British?
No, she's not.
Yeah, sure. 'Cause she
played a British person on The
say,
Parent Trap.
Right, she did. And her
it was
accent,
a terrible accent.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so there was, like, she tweeted the other day. So, anyway, she's been really sketchy and, like, people thought that she was secretly supporting, like, the Turkish president and his regime and Trump. And them, and so it's just been kind of this weird, like, almost conspiracy theories, but it would make sense because she's fucking weird. I don't know what's going on with her, but she like tweeted the other day, and I'm not on Twitter because I hate Twitter. I just find it really annoying.
Okay.
But of course in news stories now that always
yeah.
comes up.
Right.
So anyway, so I'm reading this news story, and she like tweeted about how people should just like be nice to Trump and his family because they're all nice people, and that like if you can't beat them, join them. And I'm like, that is probably the stupidest thing you've ever said in your entire life, and I probably won't ever forgive that. Like, I was just like, what do you like? Okay, she like claims she's a feminist and all this other bullshit, or that, you know, she believes in equal rights, and then you're gonna tell people to just like let it go. Like, it's okay if your rights are taken away.
Right.
Let it go. No, Lindsay Lohan. I'm not.
Right. Yeah, no.
But anyway, she's crazy.
Wow. I think we knew that years ago, so.
I know. Why can't she just make another Parent Trap and be, like, nice? or like really bad teenage movies, like whatever the Switch one was with Jamie Lee Curtis.
Freaky Friday.
Yeah, Freaky Friday.
That was also a remake, just like Parent
Trap. Yes, it was. Yeah, and Herbie. Wasn't that a remake?
I don't know if it was a remake or if it was a 40 years later kind of thing.
Oh yeah, I don't know. I never really watched it or anything before that one. Anyway, I digress. So Lindsay Lohan's a bitch.
Okay.
For lack of better terms.
Sure. I mean, I don't know her, but based on her
right,
attitude,
yeah,
I was,
like,
you know
what I mean? Not on like a deep personal level that I'm friends with her that I think that, but just based on her rhetoric.
Yes. Yeah.
That makes zero sense.
Yeah.
But good times. I'm just judgy. Womp womp.
Oh well.
Oh well. But yeah, we should probably wrap up so we can not be stuck in tourist traffic.
Sure. Yeah, it's that time of year.
Yeah. Ugh. God. Massachusetts people. I can't. They're everywhere. They almost hit me every day.
I'm not surprised.
It's not even my fault, though, which is, like, the more surprising thing.
That is surprising.
Yeah. So, watch out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll keep an eye out.
Good. There you go.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Did you think of a new outro for us?
I haven't.
You said you were going to think about it this week.
I mean, I thought about it.
Okay.
Nothing came from that.
I mean, at least you thought about it. Whereas a couple weeks ago, Evan said he was going to tweet us and he never did.
Yeah, Evan. Well, if he joins us again in the future, we'll have to chastise him.
Yes.
Yeah. Shame. 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 Which is bad that you're laughing because you don't even watch Game of Thrones. Terrible.
I am on the internet. I'm
yeah,
aware.
Right. You see things. Oh, good times.
All right.
Well,
if anybody wants to email us and tell us how they've done in Forbidden Desert, or if they want to give us something to talk about, or tell us we were wrong about something, they can email us at
workweekwrapup@gmail.com.
Or they can tweet us
at workweekwrap_up.
Good job.
Ah.
Also, we would appreciate it if you subscribed and rated our podcast on iTunes and Google Play and shared it with more people so that more people can listen to us.
Subscribe, please. That's my plea.
That's okay, sure. Yeah. I mean, we'd love it if people subscribed.
We would. Because then we can talk about more things that you guys want to listen to, not just our rambling.
I know.
I can continue rambling no matter what.
Oh, definitely.
But, you know, like, purposeful rambling is usually more enjoyable.
If somebody emails us and says, "Can you talk about this?" we'll talk about it.
Dude, we could make this an episode of Jerry Springer if we really wanted to.
Within reason. There are probably a couple things we probably wouldn't talk about, but...
So we can't talk about Jerry Springer stuff?
I mean, I don't watch Jerry Springer, so I...
You never watch that? Like, you're sick one day at home, and there's nothing on, and you're like 10, and you're like, "What's Jerry Springer?" And then they're like, "Fuck you, bitch, you got my man pregnant." And I'm like, a fight, and you're just like, "Oh, that's a lot for a 10-year-old." Yeah. Don't do that.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, here's hoping that the next week is better than last.
Bye.